You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Melissa. Are you a return caller still in need of assistance?
Yes, ma'am. How about Melissa?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm trying to get my car towed.
All right, not a problem at all. I'll be happy to help you. Give me one second here.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your phone number, please?
901-300-6212.
All right, perfect. And I'm sorry, what was your first last name, dear?
Bryceny Drew.
Please spell your first name for me.
B-R-I-C-H-A-N-I-S-E.
And your last name?
Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L.
Well, I should have known how to spell that. My son's name is Terrell. All righty, my dear. And what is a good call? I'm sorry. Is it okay if I text your updates to the number that you just provided to me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. Message and data rates may apply. And what is your policy number, please?
Okay. My policy number is LLPG39950386666.
Perfect. Just one moment. And what is the address that is registered to your policy, please?
Okay. 1541 Woodstone Drive, Apopka, Florida, 32703.
All right, perfect. And the year, make, model, and color of your vehicle?
Chrysler 200, 2013, white.
Perfect. And what is the reason that you're going to need service tonight?
Because my car is broken.
Is it having engine problems? Is it an axle issue?
Oh, yes, ma'am. The alternator.
Alternator, gotcha. Just one second. Let me go ahead and put that in here. All right, so you're going to need a tow? All right.
Yes,
ma'am. All right, my dear. A couple quick questions here just for the provider. Is your vehicle currently parked inside of a parking garage?
No, ma'am.
And have you modified your vehicle in any way that makes it lower to the ground?
No, ma'am.
And will it shift out of park into neutral?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Two-wheel drive, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. And are you going to be with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
No, ma'am.
All right, so you left the vehicle unattended?
Yes, ma'am. It's at a service shop.
It's at a service shop?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the policy doesn't cover the vehicle being towed from a service shop. Were you having the vehicle repaired there?
It got a diagnostic and I paid for it, so now I can get it towed to somewhere else to get it fixed.
I gotcha. Okay. So since it's at a service shop, unfortunately, and they were working on it, at least with the diagnostic, the policy's not going to cover a tow. You would have to actually pay the provider directly for that service.
And will you guys reimburse me?
I don't think so because it's not covered on the policy. Now, the other thing I could suggest is if you can
So,
have somebody go over there and assist you with pushing it out of the parking lot, then it's no longer at the service center. Now it's on the side of the road broken down. Do you know what I mean?
okay.
So if you get somebody to help you, maybe just get it out of that area, push it into somewhere, safe, but just off of that lot, and give us a call back and let us know that it broke down somewhere else, we'd be happy to help you.
Okay, thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome, my dear. Just give us a call back. We'll be happy to help.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.